It seems we're spending a lot of time living it in, a little more distant. But how about living it up? That's today's message from Dr. Don Wilton. This is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton, well-known author, evangelist, and pastor. And he'll be taking us straight to 1 Peter chapter 2 in just a few moments for his message, Living It Up. But Dr. Don wants us to remind you, we're here for you. As we study the Word together, we can connect keyboard to keyboard on our website at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Well, right now, sometimes it's just a great blessing to be able to talk with someone and pray with someone. We're here to pray with you at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Not just now during the broadcast, but 24 hours a day. We really would love to connect and encourage you. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
I want you to open your Bibles. I'm going to read quite a long passage of Scripture. 1 Peter chapter 2. I believe, among many other things, is God showing us something here. This is wonderful stuff. This is powerful. God showing us how we can live it up. We can keep our eyes focused on Him. We can continue to be strong. We can hold it together. Have you ever felt like your life is falling apart? Well, of course you do. I've been there. You've been there. You ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like your marriage is hanging by a thread? Have you ever thought, you know, I'm just never going to be able to get through. I'm never going to be able to get that job. And what God shows us here in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2, that we are strong. That doesn't change. Our strength is regardless of our circumstance. So this is what the Bible says. You ready for this? Chapter 2 and verse 1. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. So put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander, and like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it, see that little phrase? That by it, You may grow up, you may be strengthened into and through your salvation. If indeed you have tasted of it, because the Lord is good. As you come to Him, a living stone, rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says, behold, I'm laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in Him will not be put to shame. So the honor is for you who believe. Did you get that? This is for you. Everyone who you know Jesus Christ, this is for you. But for those who do not believe, that stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offensiveness. Dr. Billy Graham, for many years, preached in stadiums across the world a message entitled, The Offense of the Cross. Jesus, are you kidding me? Who wants to fool with Jesus? What a bunch of rubbish. Who needs a crutch? Don't give me all this religious stuff. For those who don't believe, it's offensive. It's nonsense. It's rubbish. But for those of us who believe, it's the power of God unto salvation. He's my rock. He's my fortress. Verse 8, the second part, they stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you're a chosen race. You're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession. By the way, roughly translated, you're a people after the heart of God. It's like when the storms rumble and lightning flashes, and that little child, that little grandson, that little granddaughter, that young child of yours comes running through into your bedroom. Daddy, Daddy, I'm scared. I'm scared. Mommy, I'm scared. It's okay, sweetheart. Jump in here with me. And that little one gets into bed with you and just curls up and just holds on, and you become a rock. And all of a sudden, lightning, flash away all you want. Thunder, roll across the heavens. A little child is wrapped up in that daddy, that mommy. You're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people, people. People, watch me. You are God's people. We are God's people. God is our refuge. He's our cornerstone. We are strong in him. Somebody say amen. Amen. I love that. God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you've received mercy. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles, the pagans. Keep your conduct honorable. Watch me. Don't, believers, don't get into a mud hole with a pig. You'll both get covered in mud and the pig will love it. Keep your conduct among the pagans honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Now, I want you to watch this here, because I want to just show you something very good. Why are we strong? What is it? Why are we strong? This passage that I've just read gives us four wonderful reasons why we are strong, no matter what. Number one, because we are being cleansed. We are being cleansed. If you look at the first couple of verses of chapter 2, he begins by making a statement here. He says, so put away all these things. And by the way, that little word there means be rid of. And it's a spiritual process. And what Peter is saying to us here, and I love this, because all of us have all of these things in us that break us down. And he lists malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander. That's not a complete list. That's a list of illustration. We've got all of these things to kind of put on top of all the stuff that we deal with, the personal battles. And what Peter is saying here to us is he's saying that we are strong, because he's going to build up to the fact that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. He's the living stone. Our whole life is built on him. And he's going to say to us, the reason that you can be strong regardless is because you are being cleansed. How are you being cleansed? Because like newborn infants, you are feeding on the essential nutrients that are designed to get your life together in order for you to grow into spiritual adulthood. He tells us there, like newborn infants, you just keep longing for pure milk, so that by it, I want you to know, you are being cleansed. How you and I are being cleansed? Can I tell you one way in which you and I are being cleansed? Because even right now, we are being fed the Word of God. You know, if I was to just stop preaching right now, I'd just say, okay, that's it. Please hear what I'm saying. I guarantee you, there's some people here today that God has said already more to you than you possibly could imagine. Can you see that? Because it's about Him. He's the cornerstone, and you're being cleansed. Every time you feed on even the basic milk of the Word of God, that is the means by which your bones are strengthened. You become equipped.
Please forgive the interruption. We'll be back with more of today's message from Dr. Don Wilton on Living It Up in just a moment. But you know, as we move through different seasons of our lives, and especially having experienced this pandemic situation and circumstance, we'll never be the same. 5 years from now, we'll be perhaps utilizing technology to stay connected when we're apart more than ever before. But we're also returning to something that's a powerful classic bit of technology, the phone call, the conversation on the phone. If you'd like to have someone talk with you, pray with you, encourage you, maybe connect with free resources, we would love to do that. And our phone number is easy to remember, 866-899-WORD. Now, the real numbers are 866-899-9673. You'll find that on our website as well at tewonline.org. It truly is our calling to encourage you, whether it be through the broadcast of this daily podcast, radio, television, online, whatever it might be, or perhaps just a one-on-one phone call. Just know that we're here for you. 866-899-9673 or online at tewonline.org. Now back to today's message, Living It Up with Dr. Don Wilton.
Why are we strong? Because we are being cleansed. Number two, because we are being built. I look at verse 5 there. Verse 5 is a powerful verse. When I was studying this, gosh, I couldn't get out of verse 5. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built. I've been your pastor for a long time, really, over 23 years. So would you understand if I told you, I've got hundreds of friends here, we're family together. Do you know one of the greatest joys that I've experienced? I've loved watching you being constructed. And can I tell you a little secret? I sure hope you've watched me being constructed. In fact, I'm going to say this all to the Lord. I have been being constructed. I've been built. I'm not the same Don who came here nearly a quarter of a century ago. I'm not the same. You know that I find myself many times. You know, I wish sometimes I could wind the clock back. Don't you? I wish I could go back. You know, when you called me, I was 39 years old. Can you believe that? 73 years ago. And you know, I remember when you called me, I was going to have my 40th birthday. And I've still got a grudge. Chuck Wallington. I'm calling names publicly now. Chuck Wallington and a whole lot of you, and I'm still trying to find out who you are, got into my room, filled it with black balloons. Now, is that very nice at a man's 40th birthday? I mean, what kind of message does that send? Do you know, folks, in a real sense, I don't have enough apologies to say to you for when my bricks were still being laid. I don't have enough, please forgive me, and I wish that I had been there, and I wish I hadn't said this, and I wish I hadn't reacted like this, and I wish I'd done more of this, and I, you know, even the bringing up of our children are long gone out of the house, and I, you know, so many times I look back, you know, if I could just go back. So when I look at it now, and I look back there, what this does for me, it tells me, you know something, I am strong because all the years that I've known the Lord, I have been built. I'm under construction. And so are some of you. You're looking at me. Some of you are pretty sorry buildings that I look at you now. God obviously missed a window or two, didn't he? Hey? Why are we strong? Why are we strong? Because we're being cleansed, because we're being built. Number three, because we're being encouraged. Love that. We're being encouraged. Look at verse 9. He says, but you're a chosen race, you're a royal priesthood, you're a holy nation, you're a people for his own possession, in order that you may proclaim the excellencies of the one who called you out of darkness into life. This is just a barrage of encouragement. Why are we strong? Because God by his Spirit encourages us. Every time. Some people sometimes say, you know, why should I be a member of a church? Why do I need to put my roots down? Well, I can give you 150 reasons, but I'm telling you one of those reasons, because you will never be in a group of people like this that you will ever experience such sustained encouragement. God's people, God's word, God's fellowship. I mean, it's just encouragement. Why are we strong? Because we're being cleansed, we're being built, we're being encouraged. And then finally here, because we are being urged. I'm strong, you're strong in the Lord because we're being urged. Look what he says in verse 11. Beloved, I urge you. I urge you. You know, one of the greatest gifts we can give to one another is to urge one another. It's like, you can do it. Come on. I urge you. And he urges them in two regards. He urges them, number one, to never forget. That's what he says. I urge you to never forget. To never forget what? Number one, that we are strangers. We're aliens. We're foreigners. Christians, he tells us right there in verse 11, he says, I want you to know that you are sojourners, you are exiles, you are kind of not the norm. Christians are not the norm of a world that is run by Satan. On that campus on Monday, and you're a Christian young person, you're not the norm. And every time you try to be the norm, you're going to have a split personality. He says, I urge you to never forget that you are strangers, that you are abstainers. Uh-oh, what a challenging word in today's world. You're abstainers. You're strong because you're abstainers. That's what he says, abstain from the passions of the flesh. Listen, people, watch me here. There are 100 things that I could go and do and you could go and do. Paul says, not everything is necessarily lawful or unlawful. It's the expediency of what I do. Precious friends there, and this has got nothing to do with the fact that I'm the pastor. It's got nothing to do with it. But there are a lot of things in life that I try hard not to do and ask God to help me not to do it. Not because it's necessarily criminal or it's this or it's that. I don't do it because you are looking at me. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm strong in the Lord, which means I'm still frail. Do I let everybody down, including my own family? But he says here, he says, listen, don't ever forget. I'm urging you, number one, to never forget that you are strangers, you are abstainers. There's a whole list of things that you don't do and that you do because you are a child of God. Listen, I'm a Christian man. Excuse me. No, I am not going to go there. No, I'm not going to drink that. No, I'm not going to eat that. No, I'm not going to speak like that. I'm not going to do it. Not in me. It's not in me. I'm asking God. This is what it is. I'm strong in him because he's the cornerstone. In me, I'm going to do it. I'm going to let it rip. You know, when we were talking a minute ago about being a little bit younger, well, I remember in my earlier days, I mean, one of the things I battled was called a short fuse. My personality, my personality growing up and all my background and all the rest of it, you know, I go this far, but push my button over there, well, you know, I short fuse. You know what? Yeah, you can say, well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do this. I've said, Lord, please, just because you're the cornerstone, you're the living stone, by your Spirit, I don't want to have a short fuse. Please help me not to have a short fuse. See, that's the issue in all across America. Folk, it's even the issue in churches today. I'm so proud of you. That's why we don't have business meetings in this church ever, where someone comes in and shoots their mouth off. Doesn't happen around here. Why? Why? Because people don't have an opinion? Are you kidding me? No. It's all of this year. We are strangers. We're abstainers. And then he takes it to the next. He says, we're not only strangers and abstainers, but we are warriors. I love that. Look what he gets in here. He says, listen, I want you to know that you are engaged in waging war against your soul. This is a battlefield against your soul. Paul put it like I said, good that I would that I do not, and the evil that I would not that I do. Don't you wake up many mornings and say, gosh, man, I did it again. Folks, how do you and I not battle against the flesh? We all do that. This is why we're strong. It's why whether we grieve, whether we're hurt, whether we're going through trials and tribulations in our business, our people hurt us. I'm telling you, there's at least one person here today, you've been hurt very much by someone else. By the way, pews don't hurt people. People do. Now, you can trip over a pew. The greatest damage in the world is done by people. It's why church is a miracle. This is a miracle. It's a miracle. It's something only God can do. How can you get thousands of people together in one church and for there to be not one single person behaving like a total idiot? Why are you all looking at me like that? It's true, right? Because we're all on the verge of being idiots. Now, I'm going to ask for a show of hands because there'd be a lot, right? Mine would be the first one up. All of us, folks. So what is it? I'm strong in him. He does it. We're strangers. We're abstainers. We're warriors. And then he says we're also missionaries. He tells us here, it's a wonderful thing. He says, keep your conduct honorable among the pagans. Well, what is that? He says, no matter where you are, you're living there as a missionary. A missionary is someone who knows Jesus, that lives among the pagans with the purpose of showing them Jesus. A missionary is someone who knows Jesus, that lives among the pagans with the purpose of showing them Jesus. We're strong because we're being urged to never forget and finally to live up. That last part of verse 12, so that they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Isn't that a great thing? All of this, everything is designed so that we, you and I, can live it up. In other words, watch this, folks. This is symbolically. This is how many of us want to walk around. Have you ever seen a sad person? To live it up. It's not about posture, but symbolically. God allows us to walk up straight. God picks us up even in the middle of the deepest valleys that we go through. That's why we're praying for each other. It's what I'm praying for you. And that's what this is all about. This is all about the fact that we are strong.
Oh, God does pick us up in the deepest of valleys. And we're here to pray with you and for you. That perhaps as Dr. Don's been preaching today, the Lord has stirred your heart and quickened your spirit by His Holy Spirit. I pray that you would be open to whatever God might be wanting to do in your life. And perhaps in these next few moments from our pastor, it could be the most important thing he said all day.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news.
If you've just given your heart to Jesus, as Dr. Wilton's been praying, perhaps you've come home to Christ and rededicated your life. Oh, my goodness. We'd love to celebrate with you. We have friends right now taking your call at 866-899-WORD that would love to put some free resources in your hands that Dr. Don has prepared just for you. The number again is 866-899-9673. And I pray that you would realize that this point of connection is not just to get a resource, although we have wonderful resources we'd love to put in your hands. But we also want you to know we're part of just building the family of God. You know, our church that began this ministry 60 plus years ago with radio and television and online ministry has always been about the idea that we need this to be a conversation. That's one of the pastor's favorite phrases. It's not a presentation, it's a conversation. And we'd love to hear from you. In specific, we'd love to know how we can pray for you right now in this particular situation in your life. Whatever's going on in your life, just know that we're here for you. The number again is 866-899-9673. Or if you'd rather, let's connect keyboard to keyboard online at tewonline.org. And Liz is managing a great deal of things behind the scenes. Thank you so much, Liz. We are grateful for your ministry and for your wonderful help. But she's going to give us some more information on how you can connect with us here at The Encouraging Word.
Everywhere there are people who want to know the truth. Our mission at The Encouraging Word is to share God's truth with a searching world. We have a deep and abiding conviction in our hearts that Jesus Christ has an encouraging word for each of us. We would love to send you some information on how you can learn more about our ministry. You need to know who you are listening to. The world is full of false prophets. Our desire is to help you connect more to God, encourage you on your Christian journey, and to help you engage the world for Christ. Call us at 866-899-9673 and say, "I want to know more about The Encouraging Word," and we will send some information to you. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
Our time's gone for the Monday edition of The Encouraging Word. And here on the first day after Easter, I pray that you are encouraged by the truth of Christ's resurrection. You know, yesterday, for the first time in our country, we were separated and not able to celebrate together. But oh, how we continue to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He takes dead things and makes them alive. If there's something in your life, a relationship, a situation or circumstance that you are praying for God to resurrect, let us pray with you. Don't forget the number, 866-899-WORD, or meet us online at tewonline.org.